Hey, welcome to the Distro Boss podcast. I've got a real quick one for you right now. I've literally just got off a call. It's my weekly coaching call that I do for free, and it's for all the members of the DistroList platform. Lots of people use the platform, agencies and business. They don't typically need to jump on this call, but there are people who are starting out in business who want to see how my platform can actually assist them in making money. I have a bunch of different strategies and concepts, frameworks in which you can essentially apply to different business models. And, we just basically talk them over every Wednesday. I just kind of go live and we have this back and forth. But one of the questions got me today. I answered it and I felt like that's something that I need to do a video about. I need to get this up on as part of my podcast, because it's actually not something that I've spoken about. I write about it in my book, actually, The Distroverse, but even there, I don't spend too much time on this. I do actually talk about it in the book, because it was one of the very early hustles. And this isn't like the first business model I ran. This is literally just a quick hustle, like a hack to make money. That doesn't involve anything to do with creating websites or anything like that. It's literally just through the power of conversation, okay? Simply through words and picking up the phone and spending maybe half an hour, and you can actually make significant money, actually, depending on what it is that you're going to deal with. And you'll need me to explain what I'm talking about for this to make any kind of sense to you. I know. Okay, well, put it this way. The person on the call said this. How do I make money right now? I understand your concepts. They're great. They're simple, right? They just take a little bit of time to execute. But how do I make money? Like, if I needed to make money today, what could I do? I said, well, besides sort of peddling something door to door, just think about who's in your network, right? And I know some of you might have ideas of where this is going, but I promise you this is not going to go that way. This is going to be something, when I explain it, you're going to be like, that's totally common sense, but that isn't what I thought you were going to talk about. It is literally look to your network, all the people that ask you stuff, that ask you for, not favors, but that ask you for advice, or people that talk about certain things that are not necessarily specifically asking you for advice, but they're talking about a problem that they have, where you normally give solutions as advice freely, right? So when people say things like, oh man, I'm struggling with, tax month this year, I need to do my taxes, or I want to lose weight, or I want to buy a new car. This car's getting old, I need to start thinking about getting a new one. Things that people just talk about in conversation. Well, this is where I want you to take this phrase and just burn it into your mind. If this is what you want to do as far as, making money on the side real quick, just, I know a guy. That's what you want to say. You want to say, I know a guy, or I know a gal, or I know a place. I'll take care of it. I got just a thing for you. Like, have you ever heard people do that? Like, like friends and maybe, family, or just people that you know, that they seem to always have a guy. They always seem to have a person that could actually take care of the thing for you. And, 9 times out of 10, even if you're, a bit apprehensive at first, you typically kind of see it through to see what they have to offer, right? This is kind of leaning on that, where it's like, literally, I know a guy. So if someone says to you, I want a car. You know what? Don't worry about it. I got a guy. I get you a great deal. What kind of car are you looking for? What kind of model? What kind of brand? You let them tell you what it is that they are talking about, and you start. This is actually a sales pitch, but you're not. It's not treated as such, because they're just saying, "Here's my problem." You're asking questions, and they're literally telling you what it is that they're looking for, what their problems. They'll tell you how much money they have. These are people within your network, right? And then all you want to do is just get between that problem and the solution. And the way you keep it online is the way you keep these people working with you, because you have trust with them. They have an established trust and faith relationship with you, but also the fact that, you want to tell them that, you've got a guy, you've got a solution for them. Just hang tight. Let me get back to you. I'll take care of this. That's that kind of confidence that you're gonna put forth, like you normally do. These are the sorts of things that you probably normally say to people that you know. I want to lose weight. Hey, don't worry about it. You got to try this diet. You got to do the keto diet. You got to take this shake. You got to take these tablets. Or you got to do this kind of cardio. You've always got the solution, right? I need help with taxes. Oh, hey, look, I know a great accountant, right? I've got a guy, or I've got a gal. What you need to do next is contact whatever the solution is. So if it's, I want a car, you call a dealership and say, hey, look, I'm, you know, if I brought you a customer that would buy this car because they're in the market for a car and I could probably get this person to come and buy this car, if they do that, I want to be paid a commission. How much do you pay your current sales staff as far as commission is concerned? I want to get paid more than that because you're not even paying me a basic salary. But if I want to know, if I bring you a customer on a silver platter tomorrow or next week or whenever, I want to know that I'll be paid a commission. Otherwise, I'll take them somewhere else. Most companies are going to say yes to that, whether it's a restaurant with a VIP booking, a nightclub with VIP tables, whether it's a fitness, a private trainer, you know, who is looking for clients. This is what companies essentially are spending their everyday money on, their advertising budgets on. This is what they're paying their human capital budgets on in terms of who they're hiring as far as salespeople and marketing professionals within their companies. They're paying to access customers, and you're basically walking to a company and saying, I've got a customer on a silver platter for you. How much are you going to pay me for me giving that person to you to have them come and buy the thing that you're selling? They're normally going to reward you. And so once you've just locked that up in a deal, it's very straightforward. This is where you go back to the person in your network who's saying, hey, I want a car, or hey, I want to lose weight, or hey, I need help with taxes. This is where you literally just say, hey, I've got a guy. Let me just come and meet you know, so and so at this spot, and they'll show you some cars that they have. You know, this is whether they buy or not, right? This is the point is that you know that if a purchase or if a sale does take place, you know that you're going to get paid. And you know, if it depends on how keen this person is of yours in your network that wants to buy something, you know, that could translate into money very quickly for you if it's something that they need a solution to immediately. Like, say for instance, doing their taxes because you have an expiry date, right? You need to do it by a certain deadline. And so, if you know an accountant that charges $500 for their initial consultation on bringing on new clients or something. And you structure a deal where you get paid $200 out of that initial consultation fee, and you send the person in your network over. That's $200 in your pocket, and that's something that could be done instantly, right? Just think about who's in your network, who's asking certain, who's talking about certain things, and literally just go up to them and say, I know a guy. That's really it, straightforward. And then, of course, you can build from there. The reason I talk about this in my book is that you take that to the next level, right? Where, you know, you go to the accountant once, you bring them the customer one time. You might have thought that was a fluke just because it was one person in your network. And pretty sure if it's just your network we're talking about, you're going to exhaust that network pretty quickly. Well, you know, the next thing you want to do is, if you're working with the accountant or the car dealership or whatever, if you want to keep working with them, because of course the company is going to be happy with you, right? You just brought them a customer. They'll say, hey, can you do this again? How many more people you got like this? You can actually, this is essentially you becoming self-sufficient and being able to work for yourself. And because all you need to do then is make sure that agreement is locked tight for any future sale that you make. Very straightforward. And then figure out all the other ideal buyers out there, who they are and where they are, and go and figure out how you can signpost them over. And you can do that, like I said, with building up a distribution network of influencers, people, and then also the places and things that already have access to those customers, collaborate with them, create joint ventures with them, set up introducer agreements, set up referral arrangements, anything, whatever you want to call it. You're going to collaborate with whoever it is in the middle that already has access to those customers, and you're going to have those people start funneling the people that you want, the customers that you want, into the business where you have an agreement where you will be paid as a reward for bringing them a paying customer. And of course, if you set up joint venture agreements and affiliate arrangements or referral fees or referral arrangements or introducer agreements, whatever you want to call it, with these different people, places, and things that have access to the customers, all you're going to be doing is you're going to be taking that payment and then cutting everybody else in that you need to cut in your distribution channel. That's pretty straightforward. But that's how you build from there. But in terms of what you do right now, just look to your personal network, find out who wants stuff fixed right now, and then just tell them you know a guy. Straight up. Very straightforward, very easy. And that's a simple hack. So I'll leave you with that. More tips and tricks for making money, just watch this space. I'm going to try and drop as many videos as I can on a consistent basis. You know, anything I talk about in my coaching calls or anything I just come up with or anything, any memory that I draw from the past that I think is valuable, I'm going to share here in this setting. So if you like that, stay tuned.